Blog Talk Radio. Hi, listeners, and welcome to another edition of What Days with Marv. On today's show, we have a super talented singer-songwriter, Jessica Lynn, joining us. We'll talk with Jessica about her career, music, and anything she's working on that she can talk about. As usual, I've got my lovely co-host, Ian, with me. So let's do this thing. Ian.
Hey, what's up?
Not much. What are you?
Nothing. I'm cold, so I'm just all bundled up.
I think we've kept the guests waiting long enough, so let's bring on the incredibly talented Miss Jessica Lynn to the show. Hey, Jessica, how are you?
Hey, good. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for doing this today.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
I like to start out every interview with the same two questions. Well, they're not really questions, but first off, introduce yourself, and secondly, just tell the listeners how you got into. I got into music in the first place.
Well, my name is Jessica Lynn. I'm a singer-songwriter, musician in the country genre from New York, and I've been performing ever since I was a real little kid. But these last few years are really when my career has taken off. I grew up with parents who were musicians, and it's just kind of in my blood. And I always just gravitated towards music and loved it, and about 3 years ago, we filmed my first concert television special for PBS, and it hit the air and went nationwide. And the second one came out last year, and we've been really lucky to be able to tour and get to play some really great country festivals and play with some awesome people like Brad Paisley and Loretta Lynn and Keith Urban throughout the last few years. And it's been a really fun journey.
That's awesome. I was doing a little research for this interview, and I came across a really interesting fact. You're known in the industry as Twain's successor. There's no pressure with that, right?
I grew up loving Shania Twain. She was one of my first country influences, and I'm, you know, even though I'm a country artist, I'm definitely country crossover. There's a lot of pop and rock and blues in my music, and she is so special in the industry because she really is the one that allowed that to happen within country. So I really look up to her, and that's like the highest compliment to me. So.
You know, and you said your music is a influence of blues, rock, country, whatever. You know, I could clearly hear all those genres mixed in on the single we just played, "And Not Your Woman." Talk about that just a second, and how that song came to be.
That song actually came to be I'm not the type of person that can sit down and just say, I'm going to write a song today and just do it. I have to be inspired. So that song I actually wrote in probably under 15 minutes a few years ago. I was actually cleaning, I think, and I was listening to like blues radio on my television, and this woman came on. I don't know the song and I don't know her name, but just there was this like soul and just like bluesy just tone to her voice, and like it just really inspired me. So just hearing that woman's voice, it like sprung this whole song, just an inspiration for it out of me, and I ran inside and wrote it. So that's kind of how the song came to be, actually, which is kind of interesting.
That's awesome. And also, speaking of Not Your Woman, this song recently had a run at a number one for a month on bestcountryradio.com.
It did. I was really excited about that. How did that build?
Yeah. To know that song was number one for a month, I mean, that had to be cool. And the Iceman is a really good friend of mine, too. So, I mean, that had to be a cool feeling, wasn't it?
He's such a nice guy, and I think it came to be a bunch of my fans had just started requesting it. And it was really an honor to take the number one spot for so many weeks, being that that's really the only independent country station that's recognized by CMA. So mm-hmm. that was really an honor. I was very happy.
I'm going to surprise you just a second. I run my own little indie country radio station.
Mm-hmm.
And this Friday, actually, and Not Your Woman charted on this week's episode.
Oh, cool. Thank you. That's awesome.
I think I'm gonna turn things over to my co-host now because I feel like I've talked most of the interview. So Em, take it away.
Okay. So I just want to start off by asking you, first of all, what are you currently listening to? Like, what's on your playlist? Because everybody listening here is listening because they like to hear you. So, what about you?
Yeah, I'm sorry. You guys are kind of breaking up. Can you repeat that?
Yeah. I said everybody listening here is probably listening because, you know, they're into your music. So what are you currently into on the radio, and what are you currently listening to?
Got it. I have a huge just range of music that I like. I actually am a big fan of Pandora because I love that you can type in one artist that you know and just get introduced to so many new songs and so much new music. So I'm a big Blake Shelton fan. He's my favorite in current country music, I think. He kind of has that little bit of soul and rock and everything in his country like I do and like I really enjoy. A lot of times I just listen to such a very wide range of stuff. I love older rock and roll, like AC/DC and singer-songwriter type of stuff. So I kind of just jump around the spectrum like crazy. In my iPod, I'll literally go from like AC/DC to Neil Diamond to Blake Shelton to Loretta Lynn. So it's a pretty wide range of stuff.
Yeah. I totally understand, and I love that. I love Pandora, and I love the feature on Spotify, the Discover feature where you can, like, browse playlists that they curated and stuff.
Yeah,
so,
definitely.
So, okay, switching gears just a little bit, talking about your music, if you could do it with anyone ever, they don't have to currently be living, who would you choose? And you can choose more than one if you can't, absolutely can't pick one.
I really would love to sing with Shania one day. She's always been one of my favorites, and she's, you know, kind of the one, like I said, that paved the way for country artists like myself. So that would be such a big honor. I'm a really big fan, and that would be a dream come true, being that she was such a big influence on me growing up.
Yeah, I love her, too. I think everyone loves her. Okay, Cody, go ahead. You can...
Okay. I always have to ask this question. I've done it in every interview since the start. But if you could go back and change one thing about your career, would you? And what would it be?
If you can say it one more time, if I could give you blank about my career, what would it be?
If you could go back and change one thing about your career, would you, and what would it be?
I wouldn't change anything. The ups and downs are what makes you who you are, and they're what makes you the type of artist that you become and just person. So, you know, the down moments are what makes you want to fight harder and you know, work harder and it's really the fuel for, you know, your fire to be successful. And the positive moments also are all the building blocks, you know, to what brings you where you're supposed to be. So I wouldn't change anything, even the bad stuff.
That's awesome. Okay. Okay. I'm going to throw a little bit of a fun scenario at you here. Okay. You're stranded on a desert island and can only take three items with you. What are you taking?
I'm sorry, you keep breaking up. What was the first half of the sentence?
You're stranded on a desert island and can only take three items with you. What are you taking with you?
I would take a guitar to songwrite. I would take water so that I could keep singing and I could dehydrate. And I would take some type of, like, paper or, like, my phone to record what I created there.
Right. Okay. Ma'am?
Okay, so, let's see, we talked about... Okay, so, let's see, if you could meet... I know this is kind of similar to the music one, but you have to pick someone different. If you could meet any, like, person from history who inspires you or somebody that you just look up to, anybody that you find super interesting, who would you want to meet?
Who would I want to meet?
Yes.
That's a good question. I don't know. I've actually gotten to meet a lot of my influences and play with them. I'm trying to think. I would probably have to say Shania again, just because she was such an important part, like, of, you know, of country music and of widening the genre. And I would love to hear, I mean, I did read her autobiography, but I would love to hear from her own mouth, like, what her, you know, trials were and how she felt about trying to break into the business, being different.
Yeah, I totally get that. And I have the same, like, or I feel the same way about Martina McBride. Like, she's my favorite. And so she's my go-to answer, too. So I got you. Okay, Cody, your turn.
Okay. If you weren't if you weren't a singer, what would you be doing right now if you weren't a singer?
If I wasn't a singer, I would be a teacher. I actually, a lot of people don't know, I have a master's in special ed and a bachelor's in math. I always loved working with kids, and I always really liked math and teaching. So while I was pursuing my music career, I also got a degree so that I always had something to fall back on later in life or, you know, something that I enjoyed doing. And I learned a lot getting my degree, and I'm really glad that I stuck it out and finished it. It was a lot of work, but so worth it.
That's awesome. And as I was researching again of this interview, you're doing something pretty cool in the future. You're opening for a ZZ Top. Talk about that a second.
We're so excited. I'm a huge fan. We do Tush in all of my live shows because I like them so much. But we will be going overseas this summer for a major tour. We're going to be there quite a while, from the end of June to mid-August. And we have two dates with them, one in the UK and one in France. So I'm really, really excited. I'm just looking forward to getting over there and playing all some really great festivals, and yeah, hopefully I get to meet them, and that would really be an honor.
And speaking of festivals and stuff, I saw on Instagram and Twitter and whatever, you just got back from the NAMM show in California.
Yeah, we got back at 5 o'clock this morning, actually. So I've been like resting all day. I'm exhausted. We had like a 17-hour travel day yesterday, and there was bad weather, so we got delayed and literally went to bed at 5 o'clock in the morning. So I'm just trying to recuperate from that. But and then we did 16 shows in 3 days. So we've just been so busy, but it was so much fun. You know, you connect with all your friends in the music business and in the industry, and it's really fun. It's just you're in a big convention center. We're just all musicians, so it's such a good vibe in there, and we did a bunch of really fun shows. So, but I'm happy to be back and resting now because we head out again on the road on Monday, early Monday morning. So got to kind of get my energy back.
Do you mention your overseas dates and opening for a ZZ Top? Is there anything else coming up for you?
Well, yeah, we go out for the Bermuda Music Festival this week, and before the international tour, we're going to be doing a shorter national tour than we usually do, just because we're going to be overseas so much this summer. But really, our touring is going to start very early June and take us throughout the whole summer. So we're going to use the next few months to just kind of gear up and get ready, and we're going to be writing some new music and just excited for a really fun summer.
Awesome. Keep us updated on the dates and stuff, and we'll be glad to help you promote the shows and stuff.
Thank
you.
Thanks. It was nice meeting you guys.
Do you have anything, Emma?
Yeah, I just had one more question for you. I was
sure.
Going to ask you if you have, like, any memorable, like, I mean, of course, all your performances are memorable for you, but do you have one that, like, really sticks out for you, or is, like, just, it was, like, a really important, like, moment for you?
I think there have been a lot for different reasons, but this past year, one of my favorite singer-songwriters of all time is Phil Vassar. I grew up, he was actually my very first country music CD, and I just adore him, like his music, his voice, everything. And I was asked to open for him this past year, and he called me up on stage with him to sing I'm All Right, one of his big hits. I also toured with Jody Messina, who introduced us. And getting to get up and sing with one of my idols was one of the coolest things that I've ever been able to do. And that always stands out to me because it really makes you think about your journey and, like, where you started, where I was a little kid listening to CDs and his music, to being on stage with him. So it was a really special night for me, and that's definitely one that will always stick out in my head.
That's awesome. I love that story. I lied. I do have one more.
Sure.
So do you have any, like, pre-show rituals or something that you have to do, like, before you go on stage?
Yes, I do. I actually, my biggest fear on stage is forgetting words. And not like I haven't sung the songs a million and one times. Sometimes in the moment, you just get caught up and you just blank, you know, and that's such a scary feeling.
Yeah.
So before shows, well, one, I always take time to myself, like, just to kind of get in the zone. Like, if you're talking and socializing and everything before the show, like, I don't really feel like I go out in the right mindset. I try to take some time for myself, and I actually sing through the whole show the night before, every single show. Even when we're on tour, if we're not playing the night before, I'm in my hotel room going over the show and how I want to present the songs, and it just kind of helps me, like, get in the right frame of mind for what's about to happen and makes me feel more comfortable with everything.
Yeah, see, I totally understand what you're saying. I used to always, like, when I would play, I would always do Harper Valley PTA. And I know the words. I sang it, like, 5,000 times. And one night I was singing it, and I literally didn't even know the words.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like,
it happens.
I was like, wait, what are the words? And, like,
sometimes
somebody behind
happens.
Me started singing them and picked them up for me. But, I mean, I sang it, like, every weekend, and I didn't know the words. So I get
mm-hmm.
you. I totally understand. But... Yeah,
I have a
quick
story real quick.
Keep us updated. Oh, okay, I was going to... Go ahead.
About forgetting words to songs, I have a quick story. And I told the story in a long time. You know where this is going, Em.
yeah.
There's this little place that... It's kind of like a... there's a live band, you know, and people can get up and sing with the band. Well, me and Em were doing that one night. Well, we were singing a Travis Tritt Randy Travis and the Carrie Underwood's version of "I Told You So," which is a great song. I mean,
mm-hmm.
Then takes the first verse and just totally kills it. Just annihilates it completely. So it gets me.
I get better every time this story is told, so I don't mind listening to
yes,
it.
Yes, you do. It's the truth. Because it's the absolute truth. Anyway, it gets to me in the second verse. The first 10 seconds, I'm fine. But then after that, I just blank. I'm like, oh, crap. What are the words? These words aren't coming to me right now. and Tim stares at me like, Murph, I will kill you right now. so she starts singing along. Because she kind of knew where we were in the song, and I got on track, and we ended the song, and everything was good until then.
Yeah, because
so.
The reason I sang the first verse is because I never knew the second verse of the song. Like, that sounds horrible coming from somebody that's singing it, but
I
didn't know the second verse. Like, that's why I always say I'll take the first verse, because I don't know the second verse. And I was really, now is not the time, but... No,
it
I totally happens. Get you. I've done it, I've done it several times. It's like the most frightening moment.
It is. It's a horrible feeling. So you... But it was really great talking to you guys, and I thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, thanks for coming. You have to come back.
Before you go, I have to tell you this. I've been following your career ever since. Ever since I first heard Not Your Woman on the Aspen's radio show, I've been following your career, and I have nothing but respect for you.
Oh, thank you so much.
And you've always got an open invitation back to the show anytime.
Thank you very much. It was really nice meeting you guys.
Yeah, you too.
Thank you. I hope you guys have a good night.
You too. Get some sleep.
I know.
I'll talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye, Jessica. That was fun, wasn't it?
Yeah. Did you tell me she's from New York, or did I make that up?
I think I told you. Matter of fact, I'm pretty sure I told you that.
Okay. I wasn't sure, though, if it was, like, if she was or if I, like, was imagining that you told me that, because she definitely has an accent, but I didn't want to say anything and look like a you-know-what if I was wrong.
Right,
but she definitely does have that New York accent.
This makes her a third-grade New York artist.
Well, that's what I thought, and then I wasn't sure, so I kept my mouth shut. But, yeah, she definitely, you can definitely tell she has an accent. And I thought it was super cool, and then I wanted to say something, and then I was like, wait a minute, what if I'm wrong? And it was the last guest. But the last guest was from New York, too, so I'm not crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I just didn't want to look stupid, be incorrect in a public fashion. because, you know, I get enough of that. Mm-hmm. So, anyway.
Mm-hmm.
All right, you want to do announcements?
Hold on just a second.
Okay. Are you tweeting? Can you not multitask?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
Okay, well, I will do
announcements. I'm tweeting.
He does that.
Hold on just
so,
a second.
I told you I'll do announcements while you do that. Okay, so Saturday
okay.
is the 28th. Saturday is the 28th. Saturday is my last show, so we're going to have a little whatever
something.
Cody has planned. God only knows. And the 31st, Cody has Candy Carpenter coming on the show. And you guys, you know
mm-hmm.
her because she has an amazing song that's on the radio called
she
Burn
does.
The Bed. Yeah, I love her. I'm the one that discovered her on Spotify and said, Cody, you should book her for the show. So you guys can all thank me for that because I'm fully taking credit.
Because
I never take credit, so it's my chance right now.
Completely.
Anyway.
And also,
yeah,
as like I told Jessica, this coming Friday actually is the fourth episode of Indie Country Radio. So,
yeah, I almost forgot. That too, guys. I have
to and your show,
just...
the Talk Daytime. Talk about that for a second. What
okay.
you got coming up?
So you guys, Thursday night at 5 o'clock Central. Yeah, 5 o'clock
mm-hmm.
Central, we have Nathan Varney from ABC. And then hopefully Friday night at 6:30 Eastern, 5:30 Central, we're going to be having one of our friends who is another soap media person. She actually attended the Women's March, and so we wanted to have her on and talk about her experiences and, like, what, you know, how it felt to be there and stuff because, you know, very interesting to all of us. So we're hoping for that.
Mm-hmm.
We're still working on picking an exact day and time for that. And then next Tuesday, on the 2nd, we have Leon Acord, who you guys know from Old Dogs New Tricks. He created it. He stars in it. He does it all. He's hilarious, and he's a great, great time. So he's coming on. And then that Saturday, we have T.C. Warner from All My Children. I don't know if she – her name is Victoria, too. I don't know which one she goes by. So if she hears this, I apologize that you have five names, and I'm not sure which one you go by. So – anyway, no, she has, like, several names, like, and I'm, like, professionally, her name's different than her name, you know, because I'm on Facebook with her, so her name on there is different than, like, what she goes by professionally, so, you know, I gotta figure that out before Saturday, but she's coming on the show, so we are super excited, because we have never had anyone from All My Children do the show. Well,
no,
I mean,
we
technically
haven't.
Nobody, we've never had anybody on Talk Daytime who's on a soap
yet. Show yet, exactly.
Only had one show. But I also wanted to let you guys know we are now on iTunes. We were accepted. I applied to iTunes. You have to apply. Apparently, I did not know this. So we were accepted by iTunes, and we were added to the App Store. So you can – or to the – not the App Store, the iTunes library. So you guys can find us just by searching Talk Daytime, and then you can download it, and it'll download, like, to your podcast app. If you can't catch the show live, you can catch it there.
I'll have to check into that myself. For this show.
Yeah, I was looking into it for weekdays, and that reminded me. I forgot to send, because you have to, like, use your Apple ID and stuff, and I didn't know your password. I forgot
mm-hmm.
it, so. Guys, I forgot his password.
Okay.
Listen to me. I forgot his password. What is wrong with me?
Oh, Lord.
Oh, my Lord. Anyway, yeah, so we were accepted by iTunes, so you can catch Talk Daytime on iTunes. You can catch us live on Blog Talk, of course, but you can also... if you download us, we'll be in your podcast app, and you can listen to us over and over,
yep.
just like I know you will.
Oh,
so,
yes.
That's what's going on for us.
All right. You want to end this thing together?
Sure.
You've been listening to Days with Mark. Thank you, and goodbye.